Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, it's time for another week of the N4G Radio. I got a full house, so recognize.
Making up for it.
That's right. With us first, we have Gambus Khan, Jack Gambro.
Greetings, programmers.
What's up, Jack?
Hey, what's up, Keith?
He's gotten too large for this show. Also with us, we have the Wombat Round Wombo.
Not very nice of you to make fun of Jason's weight.
He can't fit in the Skype window anymore.
I'm sorry, Jim. I'm just kidding.
Also back with us this week, we have the K-Dub.
Took our jobs.
Also with us, we have the Frustrated Fury.
Hey, I'm here.
You're here.
I am here.
We have John W. Maybe.
No, we don't.
or we don't.
Sorry, what was that? I was too busy counting my Activision money.
Yeah, okay.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers don't get any money, because if we got money for reviews, I'd steal it.
Yeah.
Oh. I gotta pay for all this shipping, for shipping you guys this shit. I'm just gonna start giving everything to Wombold and K-Dub, because they live down the street.
There you go.
And finally we have the footer.
The footer. I am not Fem Hales.
The Metacritic dropper.
Oh, you know what? I am not the only person who doesn't like certain things that are expected to do well.
Okay, Fruit Ninja.
That shit was rank. It was spoiled fruit.
How dare you?
So, since he's back, we're going to go ahead and let Jack do his fondling.
We'll see you in a couple of hours.
No, it's going to be very, very short this week.
That's what she said.
Ayo!
Badum!
Ayo!
Where's my rim shot, Twitter bot? Anyway, go ahead, sir.
Keep that stuff to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Skyrim job.
That's not public.
I'm happy to report that I'm podcasting from my new house.
Indeed. With the internet.
Wow. Yay.
And unfortunately, I really haven't gamed that much at all over the past couple weeks.
What'd you buy all those points for?
What's that?
I get the emails when you buy points because they're listed under your site account. It said you bought 6,000 points.
Jesus. Uh-huh. Are you sure somebody didn't hack your account?
No. I downloaded all the Mass Effect 2 DLC that I was lacking, which is pretty much all of it.
You just do that when they had the sales?
I know. I should have, but I didn't have the credits at the time. But
Republic credits?
Public credits are no good around here.
Public credits.
Yep.
Why don't you have a seat? To catch a predator?
No, bad joke. Go ahead, Jason.
This is why we can't have nice things.
But, Yeah, I bought a couple of games that I was lacking. I bought the Final Fight Magic Sword arcade game and played some of that. I mean, what can you say? It's a old school Capcom, you know, 2D side scroller game. Pretty fun. I really love Magic Sword. I almost like Magic Sword better than Final Fight, but I think they're both just
Magic
as good.
Magic Sword's phenomenal.
It is.
My wife likes Magic Sword.
I bet.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Big floppy donkey dick.
Okay.
You know what else is game? You know what other game is really good? Knights of the Round.
Oh, yes. I wish they'd bring
that
back.
That was a great game.
They need to bring that back.
Also, big floppy donkey dick.
If that's your thing.
I play Saints Row.
Go ahead, Jason.
And also downloaded the full version of Guardian Heroes.
Guardian Heroes, such an awesome game.
Yeah, that game is really, really sweet. I love how it's, you know, how it's old school '90s side scroll and beat 'em up, but at the same time, it's got the choose your own path. You know, when you beat the stage, and you can go one stage or the other stage, and it goes and it. It's like a completely different game almost. I mean, you could play it several times along with all the different characters, and then you got the verses, and that game is worth every bit of the money that you spend on it. It is incredible. It's a really good game. And, I mean, past couple weeks, all the gaming I've done has been pretty much sporadic gaming, meaning I wouldn't play anything for any more than like 10-15 minutes at a time. I did, however, download. Granted, it took a whole night to download. I downloaded the DC Universe Online.
PC or PS3?
PS3.
Gotcha.
Is that free yet?
Yes.
It is, because I went on there, because they put it as like their, as a highlight, and I thought, oh, it's because it's free. I went on there, and it still said, like, over here it was like $9.99 for a subscription for this, and $1.15 whatever subscription for that. So I thought, oh, okay.
Well, it's there's still a premium membership.
Yeah, you can still do a premium membership, but I just downloaded it last night, actually.
No, I'll give that a shot later on, because I wouldn't mind giving it a try.
It's really
it's not bad.
Good. It's really good. I had a lot of fun with it.
I had the hard drive space to get it. It won't let me download it.
No.
Maybe it's time to upgrade.
Maybe you should delete some stuff.
Well, see, all that stuff I deleted is, like, stuff that I still either I installed the game because I don't like sitting there and letting the game install. So I have, like, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood installed on my PS3. And I haven't played it yet, but I am going to play it at the beginning of the year, and I don't want to sit through it fucking install again.
How big is your hard drive?
80.
Damn, you should have plenty of space. What the fuck you got on there?
Nothing.
Porn.
There is a lot of porn.
There's a browser right there, man. You don't need to store it.
That browser sucks, okay?
It doesn't matter. You can still surf. I mean, I hear...
Quality's horrible, but anyway, nah.
No, you're not going to the right sites. I hear.
Do you really need good quality for some of that stuff?
Really? All you need is the slapping sounds, or so I hear.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ. Okay. I'm sorry, Jason. Go right ahead. I mean, Jeff, I'm sorry.
No problem, Dan.
No, I believe it's no problem. Who are you again?
Who are you? You don't exist.
Wait, I don't even know who you are.
Where did you come from?
Who's this redneck?
He's in Trailer Park Hero.
Oh, God.
I haven't seen that video yet. So
oh my god, it's freaking hilarious.
I actually do mention you in that video.
Motherfucker. I swear to god.
We were just wondering if everybody from the South has giant heads.
And French fry hair.
French fry. What are you going to use the cooking oil for?
Cat biscuits.
When you catch a rabbit.
What?
What?
What? What?
You know, when you catch a rabbit, you know, might want to get some food.
Oh, because we thought you were going to fuck it.
Anyway.
No, I don't think there was a we involved in that statement.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a we involved in it.
That's what you named it, Wee Man?
Let's gently move on from this topic.
Let's do. Jason, what else are you playing, sir?
Actually, that's about it.
Oh.
I haven't really played much at all over the past couple weeks. I am interested to know if everybody plays PvP or PvE on DC Universe.
If, PvP is annoying as fuck, quite frankly.
What's that?
Go ahead.
I tried a PvP server when DC UO first came out, and quite frankly, you can get the benefits of PvP in PvE if you turn your flag on. PvP servers are pretty much all the time heroes versus villains. You can toggle it on and off in PvE. And that's what I would recommend if you'd actually like to progress in your game without somebody camping, you know, the police station or the nightclub.
So I'll play on PvE. Yeah, we need to all get together. I mean, we all own PlayStation 3s.
PlayStation.
I need to get back into it. I want to see if my character's still there.
Yeah, if they did the server merge, you might need to change your name.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
I like the beta. I was in the beta for it. I really liked it. I haven't played it. I haven't played the full version, but I really liked the beta.
No, I had a blast with it. The only reason I hadn't played it is because A, I don't have time, and B, I didn't want to pay for something I didn't have time to play.
Right.
So I'm ready to get back into it.
Free to play MMOs, man.
Hell yeah!
Can villains only play with villains and heroes only play with heroes?
Yes.
Okay. What's everybody got?
Oh, I'm a villain.
I'm probably going to
restart
villain.
Mine. So
yeah, I have to restart mine too. So whatever everybody says to go.
Oh, my character's like a level 12, I think. So.
So we all going villain then, are we? Okay.
We can always start fresh.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I don't really care.
We can all be like Sinestros.
No. Anyway, so what besides DC are you going to be playing this week, Gambus?
Probably more Dark Souls. Play some more of the XBLA games that I downloaded. And you know something? Listening to the past couple of these podcasts, I'm actually really interested in Skylanders.
Oh, Spyro.
Yeah, I mean, those toys and the concept of the game is just riveting to me.
Well, I enjoy it.
It's an expensive endeavor.
Yep. Yeah.
You've got to make sure you're going to play it.
I think it'd be a good, fun two-player game. Because it's not an online game from what I understand.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I think it could be a really awesome game for my wife and myself to play.
There you go.
Yeah,
go for it.
Sweet.
All right, so I will move on to Drew then.
Okay. Well, played a lot of stuff, actually. I'll start with old stuff. Me and Mr. Matt... I was going to say Matt Futter. me and Matt Quinn finished up Resident Evil 5. I have a newfound respect for that game. That game's solid. There's a lot of times in that game where...
Solid.
It is very solid.
As a rock.
And there's a lot of times where it's really, really tense. And, you know, like, there was times where, you know, both of us were completely out of ammo. And there's a crap ton of guys coming after us. Yeah, it was a really fun game. It took us probably, I'll say, maybe 10 hours to play all the way through. I still have the two DLCs, the two special missions that they have that I'd like to go back and play through. But
the first one's awesome.
The which one? The
mansion one.
Oh, the one, I guess it was a
Chris
flashback.
Chris and Jill flashback. Yeah.
Yeah. Was that I keep wanting to say Nights in the Nightmare, but it's not Nights in the Nightmare. It's something in the Nightmare.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it.
But yeah, I have those two little things that I'd like to go back and play through. I'm pretty sure Matt will play through me, at least one of them. But yeah, finished that up. Great game. Also, I had always had it. I had it for the longest time. Ratchet and Clank Future Quest for Booty.
That's a great game.
That was fun. That was fun. Yeah, I think it was just the right amount of length. That's what she said. I'd say it was about four hours. It took me about 4 hours to finish it completely. That was really fun. And amazingly, it looks great.
Yeah, like, the Ratchet games always look really good.
Yeah, they look like you're watching like a Pixar movie or something.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it. That was technically... I played Ratchet and Clank 1, but I haven't played any other ones. So that was technically the first Ratchet and Clank game I completely finished. And I really want to play A Crack in Time.
A Crack in Time was my favorite by far. I love that game.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty cheap right now, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure probably at the beginning of the year or middle of next year or something like that, I may actually pick up A Crack in Time because I was interested. It was actually really fun. And the weapons are amazing. There's some really awesome weapons in that game.
What's his name, Mr. Zarkon?
Yeah.
Mr. Zarkon is great.
I like the tornado launcher.
There's so many cool weapons in that game.
Yeah. And you can use the six axis to move the tornado around and suck guys up into it. It's really fun. But yeah, I finished that up. Picked up Lord of the Rings, War in the North. That game's awesome. It really is. They could, but like you said, Ken, they could totally leave out the Lord of the Rings stuff, and it would still be a great game.
Because it's Snowblind, man. Snowblind knows how to make a great loot hack and slash game.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
And that's one of the biggest things I love about the game is that you're always getting loot. And the more important thing is, and a lot of games don't do this, it changes your appearance. Now, I know that's a small thing.
It's not a small thing. It's an awesome thing.
And it may be nitpicky, but I love whenever I put, a new helmet on my character, and you can see it. But that game's awesome. And it even lets you, customize your character. You know, you can, change the way they look, physically and stuff like that, too. But, yeah, I really enjoy it. I'd noticed that I started playing as the tank, the dwarf. And then I switch. You can switch up your characters and play as different ones. Yeah, I'm sticking with the tank. That's my play style. I go in there and just beat the hell out of people. But yeah, they do a smart co-op as well. Everything that you pick up, whether it be gold or a loot or anything like that, is there for you and your co-op partners. So if I go and pick up a sword, that sword's still laying there for them too.
Nice.
It's one thing that I wish Dungeon Siege would have done. And you can bring your own character in. The funny thing is, it's kind of weird. When you level up, when you're playing single player, you level up. It's not just that character. Your entire, all characters level up. So if you want to play in somebody else's game and they like playing as the dwarf as well, well, I can go and play as the ranger and he will be the same level as my dwarf in my game. And everything
awesome.
Everything carries back over. Awesome. Everything carries back over. All your gold, all your loot, everything that you got from playing with co-op partners carries back over to your game. If you catch up, say I played to chapter 4 in my game, and I played with a guy who was in chapter 3, but we played co-op up until chapter 5. When I go back, I have basically played part of my game as well. So I start with chapter 5, so I don't have to replay that level over again.
Wow, see, that is extremely intelligent.
That's what Snowblind made Champions of Norrath so good.
Yeah, they have.
Norath was phenomenal.
Oh god, yep. This is the closest thing to it in years.
Yeah, they have perfected this. So maybe Dungeon Siege 4 will be developed by Snowblind.
Well, that's who they should have given it to in the first place.
That's what I wish.
I don't understand why Snowblind hasn't done anything like this in so long.
Yeah. But it's a very, very good game, and I highly suggest it to anybody. It's well worth the price. Other than that, I played a little bit more Street Fighter. Messed around with the Saints Row Initiation Station. Made my characters. That's fun. I can sit there and make a character like for an hour.
I've been doing it since we started the podcast.
See, I just like doing that because there's a crap ton of stuff to put on your character in there. And just, you know, you can make it however ridiculous you want to or how realistic you want to. I tried to make a character look like me, but it looked like a dumbass, which that may be the truth. But yeah, other than that, I'm trying to imagine if there was anything else. Oh yeah, Hydrophobia Prophecy.
It was free.
It was free on PlayStation Network for the PlayStation Plus owners. I'm so glad that game was free.
Ouch.
That game's not fun to me.
What?
That game is not fun to me.
I like the game.
Yeah, it's only gotten better. This is the third iteration, and I just finished my review of it, and it's even better than it was on Steam.
I'll tell you what, I didn't play the one on Steam, but I'm shocked that they changed Scoot's voice.
And his appearance.
He used to be Scottish.
Yep.
Really?
Yes. Sorry, my headset was all jacked up. What game were we talking about?
Hydrophobia.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm not interested in the story at all. Like, how long is this game?
It's about
5 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm already about an hour in.
There's only three acts.
Oh, okay, so I finished the first act.
Yeah, the first act is mostly platforming, the second act is mostly combat. The third act is some more combat, and then we all stop. Yeah.
I don't know. It controls sporadically for me. It's a little off at times for me. And I was just, I don't know, I just sat down and like, ah, screw it, I'll play it. And I wasn't really feeling it. That's just me, though. I mean, if you'd like to leave a comment telling how big of a dumbass I am, please feel free.
Where should I leave that comment?
ZTGD.com. Anywhere on my reviews, just do that.
Can I just pick a review?
There you go. Do the one where there was Need for Speed Shift 2, where I actually...
Oh, you are just a disgrace, too.
I hurt the video game industry with that review. But anyway, yeah, I played Hydrophobia. I may play a little bit more, but I don't know. But as far as next week goes, man, what the hell do I start with?
Okay. Modern Warfare, man.
Hell yeah, we're playing Modern Warfare.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, get me some Mountain Dew. I'm going to stay up all night long playing that sucker. But no, I'm not. I'm not playing Call of Duty. I guess I'll play more Lord of the Rings. I officially beat my record of games finished in a year. Resident Evil 5 put me at 41. Hopefully I can beat Lord of the Rings. And Skyrim. Fucking Skyrim comes out on
Friday,
and I cannot wait for that game. But there is one other thing I'm getting, but I don't know if I'll play it. Metal Gear Solid HD Collection comes out this week, too.
That's one of those games that's like, we know what it is.
That's yeah. Cool timing.
I mean, I know how all those games end, so it's not a big deal. But I am going to play through it, because I love those games. Especially Peace Walker. If they actually do Peace Walker multiplayer correctly, it will be awesome. And finally with a controller instead of that PSP.
Yeah, I've heard it makes the games really easy, which I don't mind.
Yeah. But and other than that, I mean, whatever I get for review, World on Street is, I'm getting Need for Speed the Run. So that may be, I'm actually excited for that game. I really am. Can't wait for that game. And whatever else comes my way.
All right. So I guess I will move on over to K-Dub.
Mm-hmm.
Do-do-do.
Mm-hmm.
Internet. Is he underwater? Is he in hydrophobia?
Shut up. Let's see. I played War of the Worlds for XBLA, which, you know, I got some plaque for. I'm hired you, but hey, it's cool. I like it. And it reminds me a lot of, I guess the gameplay kind of reminds me of the exit games. But you're not saving, you know, stupid people from different stuff. You're trying to save your family from the end of the world.
Isn't it kind of like Out of This World?
What?
Have you ever played Out of This World?
Out of This World.
No, I never played that.
Oh man.
Where everything fucking killed you?
Well, yeah.
Literally everything.
It's kind of like Abe's Odyssey was kind of modeled after Out of This World.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, if you never played Out of This World, you missed out.
It was a good world game. Hey yo.
It was very that's
Flashback. Flashback was another really good game.
That's what War of the Worlds. That's what the look of it kind of reminds me of.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it does, it's not the best playing game in the world, but the narrative is done so well. The look of it's fantastic, and it's very simple, but it's very frustrating at the same time. The timing for your jumps is a little shoddy, but if you play games like, I guess, what you just mentioned, I don't know, but Exit had the same problem where you just gotta really time your jumps well. But in this case, it kind of, depending on what situation, it's kind of a hindrance, obviously, because trying to outrun these little things that are trying to shoot you or hug you or whatever, I don't know. Well, no, seriously, like, there's this little alien.
Trying
like,
to shoot you or hug you. We haven't really.
Well, there's, like, you know, this is little alien. Looks like a fucking big spider alien or whatever. But you land next to him, he just jumps on you. Looks like he's hugging you. I mean, I guess he gives you too much hugs. And
he gives you hugs in a bad place.
But,
it must be the Gambus monster.
But no, old bad hug.
Does he drive up in a black van?
Was it a good touch or a bad touch?
Candy, give me a hug.
Puppies.
He wants to get hot hug all over your touches.
Face. I like it. I like it. No, it frustrates the shit out of me. I can only play it in small doses because something will be broken. So, I like it. Fuck everyone else. And stupidity of, the controls suck. Really, dude? It's two buttons. You suck. You shouldn't have a control in your fucking hand.
There are reasons why we can't have nice things and use on one of them.
I realize that it doesn't go word for word from the original book, but I said that in my review. It's a different version. It takes place in 50s London, which obviously the book doesn't take place during that. I know this. Thank you for all your wonderful comments, though. Y'all can go fuck yourself.
Why didn't you say that in the comments section?
I don't know. I thought hearing it would be better than writing it, because, you know, people take stuff out of context when you write.
How can you take go fuck yourself out of context?
I don't know.
I really meant that in the nice way. Like, really, can we go outside?
They might think you meant literally.
Yourself?
Oh. I don't know.
Well, if you get any white powder in the mail, you know why.
Well, they don't have my address. No, the thing is, I know we all have been through this. It's my opinion, and I saw what you were saying. Well, someone was saying, and I don't know, one of you fuckers was defending my review. Thank you, whoever was defending it. I don't know who it was. But
might have been me, because I might have been Drew, though, because Drew...
Yeah, I like Drew's comments. That was
I love fucking with people on the comments.
Fucking, it was fantastic. But look, it's my opinion. I'll give a game a goddamn 11 if I wanted to. It doesn't matter. It's my opinion. And y'all, you know, you don't have to agree with it, honestly.
Are we allowed to do that? Can we give games 11s?
No.
No, Metacritic is shit at brick.
Yeah, they throw shit storm, don't they?
No, it just it never gets old, these comments, and it just frustrates me to no end that these people really. It's an opinion. I mean, when can you be wrong with an opinion?
When you're a game reviewer.
Oh, I guess that's true. So, whatever. Fuck it. But I enjoy it. The only other thing I played was Zombie Apocalypse. I like that game. I really do. I like the three-force view twin-stick shooter thing, and if it involves zombies, I'm not. I just wish the AI was, you know, more useful instead of being zombie-fied.
I wish the characters didn't talk.
I like the banter, even though it gets repetitive after a while. I like it.
Really? Because I want to actually cut Jeremy with a bottle.
I like it. I'm sorry. I guess I just know.
You're entitled to your opinion, even if it's wrong.
I'm shaking my fist at you. But I enjoy it, and I just, I don't know who else has it, but it'd be cool to play a four-player, because I would assume it's a lot better playing with a human.
Yes.
It gets really, really frustrating when your little helper people just don't do shit but follow you and shoot occasionally. You can't get too far in a game.
But yeah, when you walk into an area of affected cloud of death, it's not good.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they got these two, I forget what they call them, these two monster zombies that just...
The sheriffs?
Yeah, the sheriffs. There's two of them, and a horde of fucking zombies that keep coming, and they don't do shit. They run around in circles, trying to shoot these sheriffs and zombies, but they end up succumbing to the bomb.
Hey, you're such a noob.
When's
I'm gonna phone the zombies.
I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for somebody to sing it.
I shot the sheriff.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. The sheriff.
But anyway, I like that game too. So. And that's pretty much it.
So what are you playing this week out of all the big releases?
Not Call of Duty.
Really?
Oh, Call of Duty.
Well, A, I have $10 to my name because I spent all my money from Paramount.
You spent all your money what?
From Paramount?
Yeah, money.
Oh, yeah, buying
people.
Yeah. Buying the mansion the size of Europe.
Yeah, thank you. Jason was listening.
Yeah. I listen to you. I'm just dumb.
That's the first time Jason's listened to the show and paid attention. And like.
And because he listened, I bought him a house.
That's why he was podcasting from his new house.
Yeah, see?
It yep. Yeah,
but no Call of Duty. I don't, you know, I want to play it, but I don't want to play it, if that makes any sense. I don't have the money, and it's just, how can it be different? There's too much different.
I will say that the multiplayer has some neat features in it that haven't
been. I mean, that's what I would play for. Honestly, I don't play Call of Duty for single player. I never cared about the story. I don't care about this story, I don't think. I can't say that for sure, because I haven't played it, obviously, but... I don't know. I'm still up in the air about it. If I'm going to waste $60, I need to know other people's opinions first, so I will wait for that. But the only thing I'm playing is Skyrim on Friday.
Yeah.
I had to trade in a whole bunch of fucking movies on Amazon to get that pre-ordered and sent here on Friday, so I'll be playing that.
That's Skyrim.
Job.
All right, so I guess I will move on to Mr. W.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why the hell not?
What did you hate this week?
John.
Heard of John.
So, John, can you tell us what you hated this week?
Well, let me start. Where do I start? Let's face
Battlefield.
It's been a fucking shit week for gaming. I'll start with what I did like. Tropico 4.
Tropico,
on the Xbox.
Tropico!
Yeah, Tropico 4 on the Xbox, really good. They got the controls nailed down pretty much as best they could. I mean, it's not the same as using a keyboard and mouse, and those types of games benefit from that style of control. But, that said, playing on the 360, the game is a lot more stable than playing on the PC. It looks great. Everything's there. It's enjoyable to play. So people who haven't got a PC that could handle that game, or just don't have a PC at all, and they enjoy those type of sim management games, it's a must buy. The controls don't let it down. It's just a little bit more cumbersome, but not enough to break the game. So that was great. Really enjoyed that. Battlefield 3. Where do I start? You can start by reading the review, I suppose. That's up on the site now. That's worth a little gander. It's not a bad game. I played it on PC and Xbox. And when it works, it is absolutely brilliant. The single player story is, you know, it's meh. It's a standard modern soldier.
Warfare?
Sorry?
Warfare?
Yeah.
Modern warfare?
I see, dun, just exploded. I see what you did there. It's, you know, it's a terrorist is trying to blow up something and you're a soldier trying to stop them. It's nothing to write home about, but it works okay.
It's an episode of 24.
Sorry?
It's an episode of 24.
Bloop. Bloop.
Yeah.
Bloop.
Okay. You mainly play as a character called Henry Blackburn. He's a soldier. And it starts off, it's a bit like Black Ops, where...
Really?
basically. where it's he's being interrogated by some shady CIA-type investigators over his involvement in a terrorist act.
It's very original.
It's very original. And he's telling his story in a set of flashbacks. And
Never seen that before.
I really feel like, did you talk about this last week?
Yeah, he talked about it last week. Yeah, you did.
Did I? Oh, okay.
No, I really feel like I've heard this before.
Well, you have, but it was in a game and last week's show.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll skip to the end.
Spoiler!
Having finished and reviewed it, the game is absolutely brilliant when it works. Unfortunately, it is glitchy and buggy as shit, both single player and multiplayer, and... my score that I gave reflects that. I don't care what comments people put in my review, I will stand by that score. Go and read it if you haven't yet. And then finally, Uncharted 3. I'm so disappointed. The game is, at the moment, I feel broken.
Single player.
Single player. Multiplayer is fantastic. It works exactly the same as 2. There are a few slight differences in the way your character moves, and but it's no biggie, to be fair. The single player, in my opinion, is broken. The shooting is terrible, which means you often go into battles trying to do fist fights, and that doesn't work out so well. It is excruciatingly difficult on normal. There are points in that game where... you are in a room with what seems to be forever spawning enemies, and I was playing over sections, I don't know, between 5 and 15 times certain areas. And don't say it's because I don't know how to play the game, because I played Uncharted 2 on normal and enjoyed every last second of that. So it's a shame, because I mean, me and Ken were talking before the show, you don't play Uncharted for the combat. You play it for its set pieces, its pacing, its story, the character development, and all of that is there, and it is brilliant. The set pieces, I mean, the shipyard and the boat, and later on when you and I'm not, this isn't a fucking spoiler, when you get to the desert,
there's a desert game, oh my god.
Fuck off. And they're absolutely outstanding, and the characters, the story, it's all absolutely brilliant, but what I remember most about playing that game is the frustrating parts, whereas with 2, all I can remember is how brilliant those set pieces were, and that's a shame. I was absolutely gutted. Now, apparently, Naughty Dog are working on a fix, which is fine and dandy, except I've already played the game, and I'm very close to finishing it, and... I'm not going to be able to experience it in the way that it probably should have been played, because I've already had the frustration with it, and it kind of makes me very sad. However, I did also play some co-op with one of our listeners, JC Boy. We got a couple of the co-op levels, which kind of have its own separate story, and they play really well. Again, multiplayer, I suppose, but they play brilliantly. It's a mixture of old and new areas. So there's some areas from Uncharted 2, and like there's the underground from Uncharted 3, the London Underground from Uncharted 3. They're like the first two episodic bits on the stages, whatever you call them. And that's really good fun. Don't let my kind of disappointment put you off the game. It is really good. However, until I patch it, I'd even an experienced player for Uncharted 1 or 2, you may want to drop that difficulty level down to easy until they patch it, because it will... I think it'll ruin your enjoyment of the game. You know, so that's my opinion. Again, I believe Zero pretty much agrees with me on that, and so do plenty of people on the internet, even though Naughty Dog said it's not broken.
It's very broken, and my enjoyment of it ended really quickly early. That's why I bumped it down.
Yeah, I was stupid. I should have bumped it down really quickly, and I didn't, and now I regret that for sure.
I'm just confused. Like, did they change it, though?
What's that?
Did they change it from, like, Uncharted 2 to Uncharted 3?
Yes.
Well,
it's much different.
Melee combat's different. It's been given as you said last week, it's akin to a kind of Batman, so you've got the triangle button as a counter. And that works okay. It's a little different, but the shooting is where the major difference is, and there is lag with it, both in movement and firing your weapon. There's lag, which means you can't pull off those quick headshots where, when you're up against the snipers with the old red dot beams, you have to take them out first time, because you're exposed too long and they will one shot kill you. And when you can't line up your shot fast enough, and it just doesn't work, and it just is so frustrating. It really is, and it needn't be that way. I don't know why they mess about with it. As I say, you don't play that game for combat, so why change what was, in my opinion anyway, the ideal combat system for it? Why change it? Yeah, there you go.
I never found Uncharted 2 to be that difficult. I mean, I beat it on hard, I think. I can't remember.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was and well-paced, and the, you know, normal difficulty was fine.
It was fine,
And it doesn't spoil the enjoyment of the game, but it does in this one.
Huh.
It's because you know that it's not you. And I think that's the biggest problem.
Yeah, that doesn't help. That doesn't help. But there were some certain areas in that game where you get the spawning enemies, and I literally threw a Justin, and I was slamming my controller down, and I was getting so wound up. And there was no need for it. It does play out very much like the other Uncharted games, whereas you explore an area and you're walking past lots of chest-high walls, and you think, that's interesting, and then as you leave that area, that's when all the bad guys come out. It does kind of have a formula to it, and it's very predictable. But that's the way that these games work, and that's not a complaint. It is quite funny when you think, oh, look, I bet I have to fight enemies when coming out of here. And you do. There are some excellent... As I say, the shipyard is absolutely... Just the scope of the game, where there's a part when you are... you've just made your... You've locked in there like a contain or a
room. You're not going to spoil this now, are you?
No, I'm just saying. There's a part you're on a wreck of a ship, and you make your way out, and you're climbing up the side of this ship, and the camera pulls out, and you see the whole thing in its glory, and the scope of the game is, you know, the scale of it is really impressive. Technically, it looks brilliant. It looks better than 2, and there's also far too many running in the other direction sequences as well. Where you're running from something, but you're running towards a camera. And they have changed the way he moves slightly, and it makes it a little bit cumbersome. But, you know, it's the shooting that the real issue's with. And until they get that fixed, I recommend that you play it on easy if you want to enjoy the game. And then if you want a challenge, once they've patched it, then go on to the harder difficulties to get the trophies that you want and whatnot. But people who want to play it for the story, just do it on easy. You might as well.
All right, so what are you looking forward to this week?
Well, I'm going to hopefully finish up Uncharted later on tonight. Possibly get some more carbon and do some more multiplayer, which will be handy. I've also got the DLC for A World of Keflings. It Came from Outer Space, I think it's called. I'm going to give that a play. I have no idea what to expect from that, so that's going to be a bit interesting. Review will be up next week. I'm not going to be playing Call of Duty this week because I probably won't get it until the week after or something, because how long it takes you to get it over to me, I don't know. The last time it took about a week when you sent that parcel, Mike, so I won't probably play that until a week after it launches. So that's probably going to be it. Might go back to a bit of Arkham, or if anything else hits for review.
John, I wanted to ask you real quick, because I think I saw it. Correct me if I'm wrong, did I see you playing Dungeon Defenders?
I played the demo.
Oh, okay. What did you think?
I don't know.
Really?
I know you scored really highly. It's very similar to that Orcs game that came out. Orcs Must Die, is that the one?
Yeah.
It seems really similar to that, and I didn't like the demo of that either.
Okay.
I might give it another try. I have got Microsoft points to burn, to be fair, at the moment, because I got some with when I bought Battlefield. But I don't know. I might give it another shot. I wasn't overly struck with... It seems quite complicated. The tutorial that they give you in the demo, it seems you've got to remember this buttons, and this does that, and this levels up this, and this levels up that, and you have to move these here, and then you've got to watch this part here, and then keep an eye on this part, though, because they might come out of that, and it seems a little bit... So, I don't know.
How is it? A little bit?
Okay,
just making sure.
After about an hour of playing it, it's second nature. I'm doing it without even thinking.
I'd lose interest after an hour.
Jeez. Now, seriously, Dungeon Defenders is a huge RPG. I mean, it's an RPG more than anything. And, you know, if you're big into loot, if you're big into, you know, skill trees, stuff like that, definitely try it out. I'm looking for some people to co-op with, because you can't play those levels unless you're playing co-op, because it's that difficult at times.
Well, I'll let you know if I do decide to. I still am in two minds about it. If I do decide to fork out for it, I'll let you know and get some carbon.
Okay.
Alright, so I guess I'll move on to Mr. Footer.
Hello. So let's see, when I was without power, I tried to milk the portable gaming devices that I had.
But they don't have nipples?
They don't have nipples. You all know that you can milk anything with nipples.
Damn right.
Thanks, Mr. De Niro.
You're welcome. So I have been playing anyway, Cave Story 3D for review. That review, I think, goes live Tuesday.
Just use the day. That always works.
On Monday-ish, I think.
Tuesday.
It goes live on Tuesday. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fantastic. I also played, finally, I've had forever since it came out on PSP, Knights of the Nightmare, which is quite an interesting game. The whole bullet hell combined with strategy, clock management thing. I mean, it's really a hard game to describe even as you're playing it, and it really does take a while to get all the pieces in place, but it's really enjoyable. And I was glad that my PSP maintained enough power to see me through the rest of the power outage. Let's see. I played Burger Time World Tour for review, and that took a poop on my childhood, so there was that.
Oh, was that not good then?
No.
I can't remember that game over here. Maybe it wasn't a massive thing over in the UK.
The original was one of the, you know, was one of the classics. And for better or for worse, the new game retains the same kind of mentality, which is you walk over pieces of giant hamburgers and they fall down to the lower level, and they can fall lower if you happen to catch, you know, one of the anthropomorphized food enemy things on the piece as it's falling. So that part works just fine.
Are we really discussing the game mechanics of fucking Burger Time?
Burger Time?
Well, yes, John says he doesn't know it.
To be fair, I don't care.
All right. Well, then I'm going to talk in very broad strokes. The hit detection sucks. The jumping sucks. And the game gets repetitive because it doesn't actually innovate in any way on the original formula. So,
it put maybe they should have licensed it with Five Guys. Then it just would have made you hungry.
Well, I mean, at least if it were a licensed game. I mean, the best thing about it is you can put your avatar in the game instead of the purple pie man looking chef guy.
Oh, boy.
Well, I think I'd rather have the chef guy.
Hey, I had Robin running around. It was cool. But Batman in Burger Time. Or the Joker in Burger Time. I also played Zombie Apocalypse, but I did not feel as fondly towards it as Justin did. Mostly because I'm a joyless, horrible person.
Probably.
Well, I mean, that's the biggest problem.
Oh, that's my biggest problem? Well, that's kind of the core thing in my life. I'm a joyless, mean-spirited dickhead.
Zombie Apocalypse, is that like the one that was on the PlayStation Network for a while?
No.
What am I thinking
of? This is
of?
A sequel to Zombie something. I can't remember. It's on XBLA.
Okay.
So this is actually, it's Zombie Apocalypse, Never Die Alone. And I will actually tell you my biggest problem with the game is not the annoying characters, who are horribly annoying and unlikable, or the shitty AI, which is suicidal, as we've already talked about. It's that most of the survivors that you find are women. Not all of them, but most of them. And the way you get them to come with you is you go up to them and you shake them and then you slap them.
And that's how all women should be treated.
Well, I mean, it's weird. In a game full of zombie guts and blood, if the one thing that I'm noticing is violence towards women, living women,
you need to go pick up your purse out of the closet.
Yes. But I actually really had a problem with it. I'm like, okay, so I've got to run up to a woman who is hysterically crying and shake her and slap her. And that is how I make her see reason. Because I am a hero. Really?
Must be too close to real.
They do that in like movies too. It's to get them, you know, to calm down and everything. And it's not just towards women. It's not like you go up to a guy, shake him and knee him in the balls, you know. So it's taken a little bit out of context, I think.
Well, I just happened to notice it, and I thought it was really weird.
See, I didn't notice. I was just saving, you know, just women. I was just saving a random civilian, just, you know, being shaken about the zombies attacking and everything, and they needed to be smacked back into reality.
You have to like keep doing it if they get distracted.
I usually slap Justin around when we're trying to go to the store.
Does he make you late because he takes too long in the bathroom?
Well, we won't discuss that on air.
Oh, why not? It's such an interesting story. Do tell.
Takes him ages to put his shoes on, bless him.
Shut up, God.
Well, he's got to look pretty in those stilettos.
It's not his
feet are stilettos.
Boots. What? Shut up, Brian. God damn you. I know where you live, boy.
He's going to walk over there in those tiny shoes.
Oh, man.
Fuck you guys, I'm going to mute. You all suck.
But I also played all the Battlefield 3 campaign, and that, you know, I think everything John said in his review is fair and accurate. I think that game artificially lengthens the campaign by having these huge choke points, and the one in Operation Guillotine, where you've got the voice in your ear screaming, hurry up, we have to go take that building. And it's like, okay, here I come. And it's like, boom, 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 shot. It's like, all right, well, everybody else is gone towards the building. It's like, I have to clean up your fucking mess now. I mean, come on. And it's just, there are a lot of places in that game where just the AI can see you from across the map and shoot you in the face. But, you know, I think somebody asked last week, you know, if I was going to take back what I said about the beta. I will not take back what I said about the beta. I have not yet played Rush Mode. I'm not going to play Rush Mode. I don't really enjoy that. I really enjoy Conquest. And the bit that of Conquest that I have now played, I have enjoyed. And part of the reason that I have enjoyed it is because I was in a squad with people I liked. The act of getting into a game, though, and getting into a squad is one of the most frustrating
experiences.
It's ridiculous when it works. I mean, you can't... there's no easy way to party up in advance or squad up in advance, because even if you do, it's going to split you up. Plus, you can't stay... let's say you've got three people and you know you're going to end up with somebody else in your squad. You can't actually switch to squad chat. You know, when you're forming the squad, you have to stay in party chat until you're in the game, and then it's like, all right, well, it split us up. Even if it puts you all on the same team, it splits you into different squads. It's like, come on, you guys gotta fucking fix this shit. I mean, you're hanging your hat on multiplayer. Your multiplayer needs to freaking work. So, when I am playing a game, when I'm in a squad with people, when I've gotten past all that, I really enjoy it. I think there's a lot to like there. But the act of actually getting into a game is just more than I can handle. There's no way to just sit down, say, hey, let's play around a Battlefield, and just go and do it. And that's a problem. But I'm going to keep trying, because I have enjoyed my time with it. So we'll see what happens. And I have also played a little bit of Saints Row on the PC, and I'll be playing more of that for review. But the one thing that I really wanted to talk about was the Mass Effect 3 pre-alpha thing that got leaked. Since the cat is out of the bag and BioWare has officially commented on it, going back to the Battlefield 3 beta, I will say that this Mass Effect 3 pre-alpha played better than the Battlefield 3 beta.
Nice.
And here's the thing. You know, when it popped up in the channel, you know, what happened was it showed up in the preview channel for the Xbox Live dashboard preview. It kind of showed up unannounced. It was really weird. I downloaded it. I decided, you know what, I'm going to play it right away because I really love Mass Effect. And within, I'm going to go 30 seconds of loading it up, the one thought that jumped into my head was, oh, we were not supposed to get this. This is totally an accident, because there were places in the game where the animatics were still in place instead of full animation. So you've got, I don't know if you guys have seen animatics like on making of discs or things like that. But they're very blocky, monochrome, rudimentary animations. And those were kind of all over the place in cutscene-type areas. There were also places where character animations weren't complete. So you're walking down a hall during a cutscene, and some of the characters just stop moving and freeze in place. There were places where the dialogue wasn't fully recorded, so it was still text-to-speech. So it sounded very robotic. But with all of that, you got to look at what the game is going to look like. I think that people, if this is any indication of what the game is going to be, I think, the BioWare commented on the three options that are available when you start the game: action mode, story mode, and RPG mode, which is essentially a mode tuned for people who don't want to deal with the dialogue choices and just want to play the action game. And have the game automatically choose choices. There's an option for toning down combat so that you can get from story point and play it as an RPG. And then there's the essentially RPG mode, which is the classic mode. They said that those are kind of rough right now. They have to go through a lot of tweaking. I actually hope that that shows up in the final version in some way, because I think that it'll alleviate a lot of people's concerns about the direction of the series. I think people have been very concerned about it steering away from RPG and towards action too much. And all that said, I thought the action, you know, when it worked, when you were actually in combat, felt like Mass Effect. It felt like Mass Effect 2, and that's not a bad thing.
So the big question here is, how the hell did that happen?
Well, I mean, they apparently...
It's a big game. How do you cock up that?
Essentially, what BioWare said was that it showed up by accident, in that it was designed, that build was designed for internal testing. There is something like a Cerberus network, although I can assure you, based on what I saw, it's not the Cerberus network. Not to give any...
Well, yeah, people know stuff like that already, don't they? So.
Okay, so... I don't want to talk about too much about the characters that showed up and everything, because there was enough spoilery there. It was a couple of different, a couple of different segments, that they showed us. But you got to look at the way the skill trees are going to work. It's kind of like Mass Effect 2, but with branching skills after a certain point for each of the different type of abilities, like concussion shot and warp and singularity, and, you know, kind of the typical Mass Effect powers. So essentially what happened was someone put the wrong tag on it or clicked the wrong checkbox, and it became widely available and it wasn't supposed to, and I'm kind of
grateful. So someone got fired.
I hope not, because, you know, for us, it's a rare look at a game in progress that we might see in a making of, but don't often get to play. And I thought it was fascinating, and I thought it was a really cool look at a game that I'm really excited about in progress. Do I hold it against the game? You know, the places where that were really rough? No, it was so clear that they were really rough. I mean, when you see an animatic, you know, as long as you know what that is, say, all right, well, clearly that animation isn't done. We're seeing something that's so rough that, you know, all the assets aren't in place. Even characters that had recorded their voice in some places were text-to-speech in some of the dialogue. I'm really grateful for having had the opportunity to play it, because I thought it was really cool, as broken as it was.
That's fair enough.
Yep.
Still think someone will get fired.
I hope not. I mean, it was a boneheaded mistake, but one of the coolest things that I've ever actually gotten to play, believe it or not. And then next week, Saints Row. Again, I don't know what our Modern Warfare situation is, so we have to figure that out, but maybe I'll be playing that this week. Hopefully some more Battlefield Online, and maybe some Skyrim at the end of the week.
All right, so I will move on to the Wombat.
Yeah. So I haven't played much again this week.
Fuck's sake.
I did play some more Arkham City. I don't think when I did the fondling as of last week that I had actually finished it yet, but I have finished it now. I love this story. I love the way it ended. I thought that was really well done. I'm now in that, just sort of trying to clean up some stuff, finish some side missions. I've finished most of them at this point. I've rescued 3 of the Riddler victims. Got some other stuff that I'm just working on kind of cleaning up while I bide my time. I did go back very briefly and just play just a little bit of Morrowind on the PC to sort of sate my interest with Skyrim coming up. But that's really about it. And by the way, playing Morrowind is, I mean, that game I've discussed on the show before, that game is probably tied for my favorite game of all time. And it didn't sate the interest like I hoped it would. So, as far as future funneling goes, I probably won't be much help in the funneling section for the rest of the year, because it's probably just going to be Skyrim. I plan on pretty much investing all the gaming time I get for the rest of the year into that game. Everything I haven't played for this year yet will have to wait. It's my most anticipated game for half a decade, so I'm going to invest a decent chunk of time in it. Now, when I get it is the other story, so we'll see what happens there and whether we have a review or not. But anyways, that's my only planned future fondling. I do, though, once I sort of clear up what I want to clear up in Batman, I'm going to send it back to Gamefly and get Uncharted, and so hopefully they'll have the issue straightened out by the time I get it. So that's pretty much it.
Alrighty then. See how fast I can fly through this. Well, I'm playing Sonic Generations a lot like I was last week. Still loving it. I might dub that thing the best Sonic game ever.
Oh, sure. I forgot I'm playing that too. Oh, I'll be playing that next week.
It's so good. So good. Play a little more GoldenEye. Was playing online. Definitely a lot of fun. I finished Battlefield 3 as well. There's some really awesome missions in that game, but there's some really broken and crappy ones too.
Yep.
And terrible, terrible ending. I played something nobody's going to probably know what it is, but I played a shooter called Otomedius Excellent.
Oh.
It's made by the same guys that did Gradius. As a shooter, as a side-scrolling shmup, it is beautiful. But I also... I don't understand why shooters nowadays have to be built for perverts.
Your mom's a side-scrolling shmup.
Wait, yeah. What? So they have to be built for who the hell?
Perverts.
Booby ladies.
Are we talking about Saints Row now?
No. This is the creepy, like, 13-year-old big booby girls. And it just... I don't understand what the point is.
There's a manga app available now for...
yeah, Drew, somebody call it.
For Japorn?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it? Japorn?
You think that's bad? You should play some of those RPGs you sent me back in the day.
Oh, I'm sure they're bad, but there's no place for this crap in a side-scrolling shooter. There's just not.
Do you have to shoot boobies?
No.
Do the boobies shoot?
It's just all the characters. The characters you play as.
Can you see their faces or their boobies like up pushed in front of their mouths and they go because they can't talk through their boobies?
Are you on Google without safe search because you're getting a little too excited for my taste?
No. No. I don't know why you would say such a ooh.
But no, if you're a fan of stuff like Gradius and stuff, you can pick this game if you can find it. After my order shipped on Amazon, if you go look at it now, it doesn't ship until 1 to 3 months.
What?
Yeah.
What's that? That is the longest erection in all of history.
It's 360.
Oh. How much was it?
The regular edition's $30. There's a collector's edition that, it's kind of pointless.
Does it come with booby girls?
It comes with perv pillows.
It comes with perv pillows! Woohoo!
I swear to God, That's fucking stupid.
What, the perv pillows, or are you actually looking at pictures of the game now?
No, I'm just saying, why release that here? I mean, that's a totally just different fucked up culture.
Wow, dude. That's a sweeping generalization right there.
That's funny.
Oh my God, those are booby girls.
But no, it's if you're a fan of those kind of games, it really is good. So, just ignore the perverted comments. If you like Gradius, you should play it.
If you like her too, holy shit! There's covering the boobies.
I am also playing Saints Row the Third.
Yeah,
I have finished it. Loved it. Still going to go back and play some more of the side missions. I have plenty of those left to do.
Side boobies.
Jesus Christ, I need to mute you two. It's like I gave a steak to a Doberman. Something wrong with you.
I can hear the furious clicking of keyboard.
I can.
Oh, is that what you can hear? Is that phew, thank God for that.
Jesus.
When can I get this game? Oh, the special edition's in stock.
Jesus.
So is the standard edition in stock.
Saints Row the Third. Let's talk about a game.
Boobies.
If you're a fan of Saints Row, you need to own this game. It's gotten to the point where, like, Grand Theft Auto plays like an open-world game. Saints Row has gotten to the point where it almost plays like a third-person shooter, and I actually prefer that. It's hard to say what you want to say about Saints Row, because I'm not allowed to talk about some of the stuff. The story was interesting. Not exactly going to blow your socks off or anything. They seem to have tweaked everything about the game, like the GPS system. Saints Row was the first to use the little dots, which Grand Theft Auto implemented. But now the GPS actually puts arrows on the road.
Oh, neat.
So you don't have to constantly be, you know, looking down at your little mini-map. Also, there's a level-up system in the game that you can earn levels like you always could by earning respect. And now you can use those levels to unlock new features, things like take less damage from bullets, less damage from a fall, add more health to your homies, be able to call in, you know, tanks, helicopters, stuff like that. You all earn those abilities, and you use cash to buy them.
Big money.
All the standard open world stuff is here. You've got all the crazy side missions. You've got the escort missions. You've got the snatch missions. You've got the insurance fraud.
Yes, I love those.
All of those are back, including the new Professor Ginky Ultimate Reality Climax, which is basically the club. If you've ever played that.
Nice.
Which is pretty freaking awesome. You just get to go, instead of shooting people, now you're shooting furries. Which is always good. And it keeps the score multiplier and all that good stuff. There's just a ton of stuff in the game to do. It's really fun. It's really never takes itself seriously. I think one of the funniest things I ever heard in an open world game, I heard towards the end of this one, was my character stood up and they're like, I don't know about the bad things I do. I just feel like somebody's controlling me, making me do them. So it's definitely lots of tongue-in-cheek humor. Very funny. My only issue is, and I don't know if it's because I know him so well, but Hulk Hogan does a voice in the game, mm-hmm. and it seems so out of place.
Angel like
forced almost.
It just, his voice doesn't match his character, and I don't know if that's because I know Hulk Hogan so well that voice is so distinct. Because he plays a luchador.
Oh.
So, yeah.
How's Burt
doesn't
Reynolds?
That fit slightly?
Dude, Burt Reynolds is the pimp in that game.
Oh, fucking Burt Reynolds is in it. That's a must buy.
Oh, dude. And he plays
he plays Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, he plays himself, which is the best part of it.
Excellent.
So, friggin'
Ferguson.
It's oh man, there's so much good about that game, and everything plays so well. That's one of the big things. Yeah, the shooting is excellent, the driving is excellent. I love the new awesome button.
There's an awesome button.
There's an awesome button.
Every game should have an awesome button.
Basically, so like you know, you get into a car, you just press the Y or the triangle button. Well, if you add the awesome button to it, you like jump through the windshield. And you kick the person out of the car. If you use the awesome button when you hit somebody, you like you know do the wrestling moves on them, or you kick them in the face, or you punch them in the nuts, or something. It's just there's so much good in that game. There's so much fun to be had.
I've already said it, and I'll say it again. I'm more excited for this game than I am Skyrim. That's how excited I am for this game.
Oh, you're going to love it. It's a fantastic game, and now that I've finished it, I can't wait to go back and clean up some of the side missions and stuff. It's just, it's really, really a lot of fun.
Drew, what system are you getting it for?
360.
Okay, so I am reviewing it on the PC, but I actually have ordered it on 360 so that I have that version as well. And, man, we're going to have to co-op this stuff.
Oh, dude, we're going to record some of the crazy shit that
I'm there. Yes, we are.
Yeah, yes, the multiplayer's been toned back to just co-op and horde mode, and that's not horde, H-O-R-D-E mode.
Horde mode.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah.
There are some, I think I got on my first try up to like level 10 or level 11 before I had to quit.
Yeah, it's...
There's some crazy fucking scenarios.
There's crazy scenarios everywhere in that game, and the weapons are just, all I can say is apocalypse. For the win.
Yep.
Oh, I do really want to play this game.
Oh, it's a beautiful game.
Well, at least in the US, if you order directly from THQ, you get the season pass, so it's 3 DLC packs, plus the Professor Ganky natural whatever. The yeah. three the vehicle, the gun, and the suit.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely pick up Saints Row when it comes out. My review will be live this week. So there you go. And finally, Christmas came early. I did finish Uncharted 3. I've already expressed my issues with the game last week. But I have been talking about buying a second PlayStation for a while. And there was a deal this weekend that I just really didn't want to pass up. So I got my Christmas present early, which was my second PS3. And with it came the entire Uncharted trilogy.
Wow.
So I ended up trading in my extra copy of Uncharted, getting, you know, $30 off. And I got a 320 gig system and all three Uncharteds for $299.
That's great.
Damn.
So that's what the 320 cost by itself. And that's I ended up, yeah. Cool. I got $100 worth of free games with it, so that was pretty awesome. And I hadn't played it in 4 years, so I started playing the original Uncharted again. And God, the shooting just... I was like, okay, this is how it works. So, yeah, I played through, like, the fifth chapter of the first Uncharted last night. I think I'm going to play through 1 and 2 again, and then hopefully by the time I'm done, they will have patched 3, and I can play it the way it was meant to be played.
So yeah, I've got 3 sitting here. I got the collector's edition, and I'm not going to touch it until it gets fixed. Well, I don't want my experience tarnished.
So, that's disappointing.
That's what I wish I would have done.
And finally, I did play a little Hydrophobia Prophecy, because it was free. And I've already played through it on 360, and I can definitely see the advancements from the original version that I played. Even the patch on the 360 fixed a lot of things, but this is definitely by far the definitive version of the game. It's really kind of an acquired taste. It's a different kind of game. It's kind of a mix between action and kind of platforming. But yeah, for free, it's definitely worth checking out. But it's not a bad game by any stretch of the imagination. And I think that's it. As far as future fondling goes, this week is big. Obviously, Modern Warfare 3, Metal Gear Solid HD, and depending on what else shows up this week, it's hard telling. I actually may end up buying Skyrim.
Yes, please do it. Do
it. I don't know that I will. It will sit there with Dark Souls until next year when I have some time, probably.
I want to do a big roundtable discussion where everybody's praising except you.
Well, I'm going to wait to even start Skyrim. That's why it's on the Christmas list, because there's no point in starting playing that till next year.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I got my pre-order, so I got the physical map, which is like a cloth. I think it's a cloth map.
But that pretty much wraps it up. So, all right, now that the fondling is over, it's time to get into some news. And for once, Wombat's here, but the news guy's not, so maybe they aren't the same person.
What do you know?
I'm still a bit suspect.
You would be.
I'm a disgusting Brit.
Yeah, he's a conspiracy motherfucker. Anyway, the Madden curse. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, God. Peyton Hillis is missing his third game this week. That'll teach you to be on the cover.
He's a big crybaby. The Browns are going to get rid of him.
Yeah, well,
he's not even traveling with the team.
It's a good thing Aaron Rodgers didn't win. Damn. Okay.
Well, you know the only reason that Peyton Hillis won is because they didn't want to put Vic on the cover.
Yeah, well, he would have ended up with the curse too, because he's been injured like 3 times this year. So
yeah, but he would have deserved it.
Oh, for God's sakes. Anyway.
Really? But move on.
An original Zelda game is in development for the 3DS. Nintendo would like to avoid releasing 2 remakes in a row.
Really?
That's unusual?
Yeah. That's good. Who said that?
The winner of RPGs is coming to PSN. Square Enix is bringing Chrono Cross, Final Fantasy V, and Final Fantasy VI to PSN over the next month.
The month? What's a month?
Kind of like a ute.
That's a man mommy part. How's that?
What? Oh my God.
That's not right.
Yeah, well, you asked for it. Hey, everybody out there who's doing your little game sharing. Yeah, that's coming to an end.
On the PS3.
PlayStation Network is going to be... What the fuck is going on?
I think Jason's back.
What's up?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, you guys.
Are you eating Halloween candy?
Negative.
Okay. Well, we're moving on. We started without you. We didn't know where you went.
Okay, cool.
So we're in the middle of the news. But as I was saying before I was interrupted by rappers, not those kind, PSN. PSN accounts can now only be activated on 2 systems as opposed to 5.
It only took them, 4 years to catch on to that little trick?
Yeah, but they're making up for it totally by allowing you to deactivate old systems through a website.
Oh.
So that's a bonus. You will get 2 accounts for PS3 and 2 accounts for portable. So, Activision and Microsoft put out this week that if you play Modern Warfare 3 early, you might get in trouble.
Nev said that that's not going to happen now, apparently.
Well, what it was, and I don't disagree with their decision, people made a big news story about this. What they're going to do is they're going to ban you from playing online until Tuesday, which there's nothing wrong with that, unless you're a reviewer.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't be allowed to play online just because you got it early. So
even reviewers are banned from that?
That's what they were initially going to do, but I guess they stopped it.
Because, I mean, how can you do a proper review? I mean, you'd have to wait. I mean, well, honestly, I don't know.
Well, the review copies didn't show up anyway, so it didn't matter.
Have we heard of anybody having their review copy?
No.
Other than the people who kind of went out on the retreat?
No, the retreat was the review copy. They will still get one, and we will get one eventually, but it won't be till probably right at launch. So.
And I guess all of those people who went out to the... wherever they went for that review, they probably all played multiplayer locally anyway, so...
Yes. The first 3 months of 2012 will bring three, count them, 1, 2, 3, Silent Hill games.
Really?
So, you get Silent Hill Collection HD, you also get the new one for 360 and PS3, which I can't remember, it's something to do with rain, I can't remember the
Downpour.
Name. Downpour, there you go.
I'm excited for that one, actually.
So, I'm excited to go back and play the old Silent Hills, even though I think it's a total ripoff for $50 for two games.
That's a major ripoff, and they left out possibly the best one, The Room.
Yeah. So that's kind of disappointing. They should at least give you a voucher for the original game or something.
No, so wait, what's the Metal Gear?
It's just Silent Hill 2 and 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for $50. So... Yeah. Fallout is getting a new Ultimate Edition bundle that includes all of the DLC, but it doesn't make the game any better.
Yeah, it's still broken as fuck.
Oh, come on.
New Vegas was broken as shit, dude.
Yeah. more of that. The new Alan Wake game was announced, and people threw a fit because it's downloadable. It's not a disc-based game.
Yeah, because all downloadable games suck so badly.
Well, they do.
They should be thankful they're getting one, because it looked like for a long time that they weren't. So shouldn't. If they can do it downloadable and it makes more sense financially for them, then why the hell not?
Also, the VGAs will be... that's one of the things coming at the VGAs. Also coming at the VGAs, Hideo Kojima will show off the truth about Metal Gear Solid Rising and a new game from...
It doesn't exist!
A new game from BioWare.
Probably a new Dragon Age 3.
Probably Dragon Age 3.
Really? That soon, though?
Dude, come on.
Well, Dragon Age 2 wasn't that far after, was it?
No, it wasn't.
It was 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
It wasn't quite 2 years, because Dragon Age 2 came out in, what, March? So it was about a year and a half.
That's quite soon, then.
Who's barking? Anyway.
Ooh, ooh, ooh!
Who let the dogs out? As we were discussing a little bit ago, Heavy Rain, Chocolate Rain, is getting a DLC.
Not away from the mic.
I'm sorry, a director's cut. It includes DLC, making of videos, a soundtrack, and more that you can't play. Because it's not a game. That was a joke. Anyway. Ubisoft is announced.
What did they say about explaining jokes?
Yeah, I know. Everybody was just mad at me. That's what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's a shut up troll.
Yeah, you can go play your non-game. Whatever. The next time somebody makes fun of me about Metal Gear, I'm gonna shove Heavy Rain right up your ass.
Guess what, man? I've never made fun of Metal Gear.
Let's be honest.
Metal Gear.
The people making fun of Metal Gear aren't the same ones that are gonna be making fun of Heavy Rain.
That's true, because it didn't sell nearly as much.
Oh, because... Never mind.
You're such a bitch.
Do we really have to talk about fanboys again? We've gotten so far away from that.
I'm sorry. Sometimes
now we're
just
dealing with one. We're talking to one right now.
I sometimes just like to test the waters.
Sharks in them. You better watch it.
Yeah. Frickin' sharks with frickin' laser beams. there's a new Rainbow Six game coming from Ubisoft. It's called Rainbow Six Patriots.
That's cool.
I think they should call it Rainbow Six Lolly Lulay Low.
Oh. Those would be the sons of the Patriots.
Anyway, it's coming in 2013. A video showed up this week of Target gameplay, which I'm surprised that video didn't bother you, Mike.
Why?
Weren't they like slicing his wife's throat?
Yeah, you know what? I think that was treated seriously. And
in Zombie Apocalypse, you're jokingly slapping women in the face.
I think that there's a weight to that action in the Target video for Patriots that doesn't minimalize. It wasn't just
because it was bad guys doing it instead of good guys doing it.
Maybe. Maybe.
Anyway, Grand Theft Auto 5. The trailer premiered this week. It takes place in Southern California.
It looks awesome.
Looks like Grand Theft Auto.
Looks like Grand Theft Auto.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. I agree with you, John.
You just broke the rules. You're not allowed to agree with John.
You're supposed to say, shut up, John.
Shut up, John.
Not when he's right.
Man, that's what, like twice a year?
Yeah. And that's only when I'm telling the time.
Shut up, John.
Hey!
Oh, as we talked about earlier, DC Universe is now free to play.
Yeah!
On PS3 and 360. So.
No, it's not on 360.
I'm sorry, PC. PS3 and PC. I'm so used to saying PS3 and 360, I guess that's just how it came out. Gears 3's first three DLC maps go free on Thanksgiving.
And pissed everybody off.
I bet they're glad they bought that that season pass.
Yeah, right after Cliffy B said, oh, don't worry, none of it's cut content.
None of it's still on the disc, right?
Don't stop. Don't stop.
I was in such a piss. I mean, I didn't buy it, but I was going to.
Yeah, I totally bought it.
Mike secretly bought all the weapon skins.
$45, man. It was the best money I ever spent. I had the pretty, pretty pink ones.
Well, Bethesda put $40 worth of horse armor up this week, didn't they?
Did they?
With the Avatar clothes?
Oh, yeah.
Not horse armor, but...
What if I have a horse? What if my little Xbox avatar looks like a horse?
What a horse?
A horse is a horse.
Of course, of course.
Unless, of course.
Unless, of course.
Really? Are you going to do the whole fucking song? Really?
Maybe.
I stopped to rape you in the butt, thank you very much.
What?
What? You guys weren't listening to me.
Did you forget your medication?
Did I take my medication?
I said, did you forget it? Jesus.
Yes. Thank you.
One of my favorite developers, Red Lynx, was purchased this week by Ubisoft.
Really?
Remind me who that is.
Oh, they make Trials.
Yeah. See, I have never played Trials.
Yeah. The new Trials game, though, will be published by Microsoft, not Ubisoft.
Oh.
So
PSN will never get it.
Nope.
Aha, bitches and stuff.
Which is sad, because everybody needs to play Trials. Such an awesome, awesome game.
Well, I might give the sequel a try.
When is that coming out?
Dude, they just said holiday.
Oh.
Holiday!
Celebrate!
Seriously?
Really? You're not gonna complain? I just sing fucking Mr. Ed, but...
No, man, I'm in a festive mood. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, too. Resident Evil Revelations and Operation Raccoon City each offer their own take on Resident... Well, obviously, one of them's a squad-based shooter. The other one's a standard Resident Evil game.
On a 3DS.
And $50.
Oh, God.
Capcom, what is seriously, up with that?
Capcom is just, like... They just think they're the fucking kings now, don't they?
Well, they just bitch slapped you in the mouth.
By God, I'm not gonna buy it.
People still buy that shit, man.
That's right.
Can you buy this one used?
Maybe.
Yes, you can, actually. They already said that there is no... You can't erase your save data.
Final Fantasy 13 2 reveals a bonus for people who played Final Fantasy 13. You don't have to buy it. That's the bonus. No, the real bonus is you'll get to watch a digest with scenes from 13.
No, whoop-a-dee-doo.
So you can relive the incredible story of Final Fantasy 13.
It's the story of traitors.
Story of shit.
Final Fantasy's traitor.
A traitor!
Oh, for God's sakes.
Final Fantasy!
I want to be a PlayStation 3 exclusive, is what I want, and this needs to stop.
Here is a news story that will make Wombat
that
sad.
Was awesome.
This will make Wombat sad. Massive layoffs at Silicon Knights.
I guess we're not getting our anything.
Human Part 2.
They said they laid off 43 people.
Including his wife.
But also that they are supposedly working on a sequel to a very requested Silicon Knights game.
X-Men Destiny 2?
That's not requested.
Eternal Darkness, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it's got to be ED.
Probably.
I hate having ED.
That's never going to get off the ground, is it? Let's face it. If they're looking at that, I mean, if they get bought out, maybe might be all right. But.
Yeah, the problem is that they're linking it directly to. I mean, they have come just shy of saying it's because of X-Men Destiny,
which wasn't their fault,
right? And that's kind of the shitty part about this.
Yeah, they didn't get to finish it.
You know what?
Well,
I still like
plus
that
the marketing
game.
Was shit.
I like that game.
No, I said the marketing.
Well, yeah, the marketing was shit, but in all fairness, the game wasn't finished anyway, so...
Yeah.
Activision probably really was like, hey, should we really market this? Anyway, I'm over to the Twitter. That's all the news I have.
Twitter!
Mookie's Groove had a seizure after watching me and K-Dub play Techno Kitten Adventure.
Dude, that video was so freaking hilarious. You guys...
I really want to buy that game, because that game just looks fucking amazing.
I thought about buying it, and then me and K-Dub could go and revisit it. Like, we could revisit Bjarf Kitten.
Bjarf Kitten.
Hell yeah, man. Totally down with that.
Dude, that game... That might have been the funnest thing that we've done for the video so far.
The party
blimp.
It's the party blimp.
Dude, I literally still laugh every time I watch it and you talk about Cat Biscuits.
I watched it like 5 times in a row, and besides the seizure, when I got up off the floor, cleared the foam out of my mouth, I was still laughing.
But yeah, if you haven't seen that video yet, head over to our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/DTGD. We will be promoting that video this week, along with another one that was relatively funny, which is the Trailer Park King, which Drew makes a guest appearance in.
There you go.
His French fry head.
His French fry head. I like how we got to beat up Drew with cooking oil.
Yes.
I'm the king.
You gotta watch that video to understand all of these jokes. Mega Monkey says, how unreal does Saints Row the Third look? More than playing it, I'm looking forward to seeing all the crazy shit people can do. Oh, dude, yeah. You don't even understand.
Dude, you think that's even crazy? The PC's going to be even better because all the mods are going to be made.
Yep.
So, I just found out something, and I sent this to Drew on Twitter. Be very careful where you make your characters, because you cannot download them cross-platform.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Motherfucker.
So here's what I can do for you. I can go download your character and write down all of the different numbers so that when you get it on the 360, you can kind of do that. Because that's the only way. Because I'm going to have to do that too.
Yeah, don't worry about that. I'll just make my character again. Fuck, that was like 2 hours wasted.
Yeah, at the bottom of the FAQ, it's like, so can I get my characters cross-platform? It's like, no.
No.
Sorry. No.
Sam in Seattle says, I think the QuickTime events in Battlefield 3 are kind of stupid. In my opinion, DICE should have done it like Modern Warfare, straight up controlling the action sequences.
Well, especially since the flashback at the beginning of the game doesn't match when he goes through it at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird.
I don't know. I didn't like those. Like, all the best portions of that game were fucking quick time.
Yeah. It was like Need for Speed the Run's gonna be.
I played Need for Speed the Run. That game is intense.
That's good. I was just being a jerk.
I like seeing the avalanche come down. That's
yeah,
badass.
That game is awesome.
Sam in Seattle also says, hey, Drew.
Hey.
Please tell me you did catch that Super Troopers reference last week. Did you say yes, sir, or yeah, sure?
Yeah, I was making a joke, and you completely blew.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I completely fucked that up then.
Yeah. Way to go.
I'm sorry.
Whoa! Whoa!
Hey, John.
Oh!
Shut up.
It's been a good 5 years since I've seen that movie, so please forgive me.
Criminal man.
You know not what you do?
Please forgive me.
Christ. Eorkara tells us we should all reintroduce ourselves to Gambus.
He won't remember. We're too little. We're the little people. Like
so what's this? What do you do? I missed
you. He was on. So you know that podcast? Yeah, the podcast that he's always talking about.
No.
The Johnny Millennium thing.
Oh yeah.
He was on their show last week, and he got Mike's name wrong, and he didn't even remember Drew was on the show.
Oh wow!
You're never gonna live it down, Gambus. Never gonna live it down.
Hey Drew.
Hey.
I'm sorry, dude.
Hey, don't even worry about it.
What do you call Michael?
Was it?
Matt Futter.
Oh, Jason.
That's okay. I never liked my name anyway.
Yeah, we had a nice little run of jokes about that.
Oh, that's going to keep us going for months.
Oh, yeah. Mookie's Grew says, when can I hear the word vagina from the newlywed man in the show?
Oh, you weren't talking about just hearing the word vagina.
I'm guessing never.
Yeah, I don't know that he'll be on the show anytime soon.
He keeps saying that he wants to be back on it at some point, but it's just, you know.
Well, he's in the holiday rush right now, so he won't be around on Sundays anyway.
Exactly.
Sam in Seattle says, do you think there'll be a Black Friday deal on Uncharted 3, or am I best getting it now? Wait for the patch at least.
And you may actually find a deal. I'm pretty sure, because I know Amazon's going to have a gold box event. I guarantee you Rage is going to be on there.
Well, wasn't Uncharted included in their buy two, get one free last week?
Yes. It was.
That was Battlefield 3.
And Batman,
yeah.
So, damn.
I'm telling you, man, I made my predictions and I'm sticking to them.
Yeah, whatever. You predicted things are going to go on sale. You're not Nostradamus or anything.
Oh, you're so smart.
I am smart.
Diz Loudboy just said that's racist.
Well, yes, I'm sure it is.
It actually applies to.
It's when I tweeted, I said, starting the show now, get those tweets in. And he said that's racist.
Fair enough.
Okay. I don't really know how it's racist, but okay.
Because that's just what he does. That's what he says.
Oh, is that what he says?
Yeah, he says that's racist.
Okay.
It's like his battle cry if you were a superhero.
Well, that's racist. I find his picture with the pink Game Boy Advance racist.
That's gaysist.
Whoa. Anyway.
And I just turned to bleep.
Yeah. I was like, mark that time, Ken.
It's on my list. Shot Caller says, what it do, N4G crew? Have a good show.
Hadn't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Mm-hmm. Shark Caller.
That's a classic. D-Hoof says, you guys need to make Drew change his Twitter picture. It terrifies me.
No, I'm good at that.
I don't know. I'm looking at your Skype picture.
Yeah, that's...
Which one's my Skype picture?
You look like the Joker. You look like the Ginger Joker.
First off, I don't have red hair. I don't understand why everybody gets that. Second off, it's supposed to be my troll face.
It looks like the Joker. You really do look like a Ginger Joker.
So what, I'm related to you, Ken? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be a ginger. I don't care.
You are a ginger. Shut up.
Somebody asked me if my son would need an umbrella when he went out in the sun.
Oh.
Oh, that's funny.
You can take the boy out of Ireland, you can't take the island out of the boy.
Oh, that sounded sexual.
I felt it. I felt it in my pants.
Yeah.
Mookie's Grew says, November and December, so many awesome games, too little time to play them all. Welcome to our world.
In December, that's going to be...
Yeah, December's crap. There's like
December
nothing.
Is recovery.
December yeah, is exactly. Mario Kart. That is it.
Awesome. Yep, that means crap. Nothing.
Yeah.
But I agree about November.
Yeah, shut up. Fucking. I'm talking to Drew with his hatred for Mario Kart.
I'm not. I have a hatred for Mario Kart. I have a hatred for Nintendo.
Yeah. Well, when Zelda pisses all over your MPD, we'll talk. All
right. You're still saying that Zelda's going to outsell Skyrim.
That's exactly what I said.
Okay, we are going to stick to that one.
Okay.
You know something?
That's not going to happen.
It's not.
When you're all sucking it next month.
How are we going to, honestly, because how many people have a 3DS compared to...
It's not 3D, it's
a Wii.
Oh, it's a Wii. Oh,
Skyward Sword.
Skyward Sword.
Oh, my bad. What, who cares?
I take it nobody's picking up Skyward Sword.
Fuck that, I am.
You are?
Oh, fuck yeah, I am, dude. It's for God's sakes, it's Zelda. It's a new Zelda.
I don't even own a Wii.
I will pick it up, but probably not right away.
I'm going to tell you this right now. There are more Wiis than there are PS3s and 360s combined.
This may be very
but half of them are in storage.
It doesn't matter.
Half of them are owned by old grandmothers who like to play Wii bowling.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll see. We'll see, just like every other month when all these Nintendo games and you guys are sitting there going, how did that sell?
No. I'll make a prediction. I think for the first month, Skyrim will barely...
Skyrim?
We'll barely outsell Zelda. But Zelda will have longer lasting power.
That's what she...
Just like Mr. Muscle.
Yep.
You will all be shocked.
I think Zelda will go the distance for much longer time.
I got nothing.
Yeah, you do. Just say it. You have it. Come on.
Because to be all honest, about half the people that will buy Skyrim will probably do it like in the first week.
Well, I mean, from what Ken's saying, everybody who's excited for, you know, Zelda is going to be picking it up the first week too.
Fuck yeah. You know, all those Wiis you're talking about that have dust on them, they're going to be dusted off for this game. You don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
I don't know.
Well, you can call it when it happens.
A lot of people that have played it said it's fantastic.
Dude, it's...
I have no doubt.
It's already going to score higher than Uncharted and Batman.
How could it score higher than Batman if you gave it a 10?
I'm talking about overall.
Oh.
Motherfucker.
Are you reviewing it, Ken?
Yes, I am.
Do we have a bet going on? I forget.
No, there's no bet. That's because none of y'all have any money.
Yeah, we're all broke. But, I mean...
It doesn't have to be money.
I've got loads of access money.
It could be hand jobs.
I'd be happy to take all your money.
Wow. He said that, and then Ken said, I'd be happy to take that. Okay.
No, I said I'd be happy to take your money.
Ew.
I think I would bet that you all don't have to give me hand jobs. I think that's a better deal.
If you're wrong, we do have to. I'm really confused right now.
Yeah, well,
who's giving who a hand job?
You can give yourself one.
That's not called a hand job unless you sit on your hand first.
No, that's called a stranger.
Stranger.
Yeah, but I know, but.
If you do it to yourself, it's still called that. Just FYI.
it's called an FYI.
And people wonder why I have gray hair. It's because y'all motherfuckers don't actually listen.
I listen.
Jesus Christ.
The hand jobs? Is that like a CD? Is there like a CD of hand jobs?
Ugh, hey, God, damn. That'd be a good name for a music group.
No, it wouldn't. What would they have to do? Beef it out on the radio? I mean, you know why Nickelback's called Nickelback, right? Because they didn't want to name themselves hand jobs.
Jesus Christ.
We broke this show.
I could just imagine that. Got a classic rock block by hand job coming up.
Exactly.
First, it's time for the news.
Which, by the way, song, get oh, this is how you remind me by the band Hand Jobs.
Wow. We have definitely broken the show.
Their first big hit will be All By Myself.
Oh. Oh. Apparently we've got some expert hand jobbers in here.
Dude, I can give less.
And if they ever do any Michael Jackson songs, it'll be Beat It.
Oh. What about the Divinals? I mean, come on. Ask your parents, kids.
God, what's going to be in the show notes this week? The crew talks about hand jobs.
I think I'd have a little more tact than that.
That's right. He would call them. The crew is being very handy around the house.
If you do it all over the house, I particularly just choose one spot and go. Yeah. I don't need to do it in the kitchen and everywhere else.
Oh, you got to do it early. There's a hole that needs spackling.
Should have been in the fondling section in this conversation.
Well, probably. I think 60% of this podcast needs to get laid. That's really what it sounds like to me. Anyway, I have one last tweet. Damn. It's from Che Marungo. He says, Skylanders is awesome fun for the kids and some adults like me. Gotta collect them all.
Who said that?
Che Marungo.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about that.
Yeah, there goes
I will tell you all about Skylanders if you want to know about it.
Yeah, if you really want to let him watch your children.
Off the air.
If you want to let him around your children, go right ahead. Jesus.
Merry Christmas, who wants a hand job?
I'm telling you, he really wants to be handing them out.
I'm just going to knuckle down and get some work done. Yeah. Oh.
Anyway, Jason, do you have anybody else's name you'd like to fuck up?
Wait. Whatever happened to the questions? I know it's been like a few weeks since it's been on, but are we just not doing them anymore?
We emptied it out last week. There was only like three in
there.
Oh,
okay.
There's one more in there.
I think Bug's emptied it out.
Good Lord, John.
Can you let Drew speak? He actually had show paraphernalia to discuss.
Paraphernalia? No, John McEnroe, he updated a little bit.
What did he say since you're there and I'm not?
Well, damn, I wasn't there.
Oh, you're not there?
I'm about to be.
Okay.
So how's everybody doing?
Don't leave it open. Please, God, don't leave it open.
I was going to say, someone's going to make a comment if we don't hurry, but...
Quick!
I'm coming.
And hand job.
Oh, there it is.
Somebody mute hand job over there. Jesus Christ.
All right, it says, love the show, boys. Big ups to Johnny Century.
Hell yeah.
Number one, in honor of Modern Warfare 3 coming out, which is the most important feature of Dude Bro Elite? Wow. Automatic gay slur generator or distorted death metal audio communication hijacking?
Second one.
Yeah, it's
I kind of like the second one. Or don't, if you know what I mean.
Number two, I hear a lot of criticism about repetitiveness in gaming. Was there not a husky game critic who complained about a game for having too much variety? Did he not become a cause celebrity for a majority of the San Francisco-based gaming sites?
Who are we talking about?
The guy named Gersman.
Oh.
Jeff Gersman.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Gersman.
Yeah, that blasted on Ratchet and Clank for having too much variety.
Really?
You can't win from losing.
That's impressive.
Well, it's always something. You gotta complain. We do it too.
And number three, the most important question of the day, how much money is in a money hat?
Depends who sends it out, Paramount or Activision.
That's exactly right. I have a 10-gallon cowboy hat for EA.
What is it, a 10-gallon?
Yes, 10-gallon.
Is that like how you rednecks measure your hats in gallons?
We do.
It's crazy to me. Oh, he's Googling that shit.
Well, first off, the rednecks don't say that. Those are Texans. And Texans are different from rednecks.
What? But is it the belt buckle?
It's the belt buckle and the hat and the fact that they are cowboys and we're not.
Do they ride around on horses and rob trains and shit? What the fuck? They're cowboys.
Mr. We Deal in Blood.
Are they Bon Jovi? Because he's a cowboy.
But he's on a steel horse.
Yeah, I was about ready to say that.
Holy shit. We have gone completely fucking off the rails.
We have, and it's awesome.
Okay, John, you wanted to do a shout out?
I actually do, but it's for what I'm doing this month, which is raising charity for a UK-based gaming charity called Special Effect. I'm growing a moustache for Movember.
Okay, on take your face, you guys, right? Look,
well, clearly. You guys know what Movember is, don't you?
Yep,
you die over there.
Yep. Yes, yes, they've been talking about
it. I ain't got to explain that. Essentially, I'm growing my moustache for November for this charity, and I am trying to get donations. Now, you can visit my Just Giving webpage, which is www.justgiving.com/JohnWK, and I would appreciate any donations from as little as a pound or a dollar. And everyone who donates will get put into a prize draw. Now, I've got a few prizes lined up already, which includes a copy of Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine.
Sorry? Mustache rides.
And jobs. Yeah. I don't think we'll get many takers.
I don't want to win the drawing, dude.
Although I do have small hands, which means I might make your dick look bigger. I don't know. it's a copy of Space Marine for PC, Sonic Free Riders on Kinect, a code for It Came From Outer Space, the DLC for World of Keflings, Might and Magic on PC, a £10 voucher for Insert Coin Clothing, who make gamer-based t-shirts, and also a download code for Stranger's Wrath and a dynamic theme for Stranger's Wrath yet to be released. So, and that's what I've got so far. I have put out a few emails to various companies trying to get some more stuff in, and all you have to do is donate as little as a pound or a dollar. So please, it is a great cause. There is information on my Just Giving page about Special Effect Charity. It's just basically helping disabled people play games and enjoy games. It's well worth it. And I will look a complete twat with a moustache. So you get... It's win-win, essentially.
Hey, Justin, aren't you doing a Movember thing?
Hey, kid, shut the fuck up, man.
Shut up, man. Fuck you.
I was going to say, it would only take you like 6 months, right?
Longer. Let's try a couple of years, brother.
You could just get Jason to enter it. It would just be, you know, Monday.
I can't grow a mustache either.
Jason's grown a beard since he started his podcast.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And we just got to call it Monday. You gotta hurry and get your donations in, otherwise it'll be over.
Got lunch.
That's what
What'd you do for lunch today, Jace? I grew a beard.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's a manly man.
He's a man.
Okay, Jason, if you have your shout-out, you can go ahead. I know that we're supposed to be guest-starring on a podcast that I can't seem to find a scheduled time for.
Which one's that?
Digital High.
Digital High.
Do you have to smoke up?
No.
So you're meant to be on that?
It's me and Jason. It's Frag Queen, who used to be on the Pink and Deadly.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Apparently, I've stepped up a little bit to Jason's level.
Well, I think Shanghai wants me on.
Oh, that's cool. I've never been on his show.
Well, you know. I don't like you.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to Shanghai 5.
Fuck's sake.
in Johnny Decade.
Are you even allowed to make those jokes?
Isn't it Jimmy Decade?
Jimmy Decade?
Yeah, that's it, Jimmy. Yep.
I got nothing.
That's a first.
I should probably not.
Done.
Christ on a cracker.
Anyway.
Yep. Listen to the All Gen Gamers podcast, and of course, listen to the Front Towards Gamer podcast. Fantastic show. And
please also continue to listen to this podcast, even though Mike can't get over his obsession with hand jobs.
No, wait a minute. I'm not obsessed with them, except for those 3 times a day.
3 times in the last 5 minutes.
And
I muted the mic. You didn't have to listen.
Speaking of listening, you should also listen to the Red Sun Gamer podcast.
Nice segue.
Thanks for getting back on track there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they love being segued out of a hand job.
Oh. You kidding me? Knowing DJ Mitsuhara, he'd think it's hilarious.
Yeah. Right.
God, we're explicit rated on iTunes. Jesus.
Is that all of them?
Yes.
All right. Do you have any reviews over there, John and Drew?
Nope.
No.
No and no. Well, then I guess that's it.
No.
No hand jobs for you guys.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yay.
All right, so I guess Jason gets to take his role back this week.
Yep. It's been a while.
Has been a while.
Yeah.
That's not good. Hold my head up high.
Exactly. And it goes something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G podcast.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Gather time.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
And always would be an angry.
Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.